Advocates say they'll ask the Common Council to set aside up to $5 million, an estimated 1% of the projected $500 million city spending plan, to allow participatory budgeting, where the community can set spending priorities and vote. Bob Yankee, who sits on the board of Push Buffalo, says it's an opportunity to get politicians to listen.
It is a way of bringing democracy back to the people. Democracy is a big word. It means a lot of different things to a lot of people.
The needs and ideas will be plentiful. Grace Karambizzi co-chairs the Buffalo Immigrant Leadership Team and spoke of more need to improve graduation rates in the city's public schools.
We are concerned about the high suspension rate in our schools, the low graduation rate among English language learners, which is about 25%, very alarming. The cultural sensitivity of our teachers and administrators in schools, as well as parental involvement.
Others will focus on public safety and quality of life. Holly Nowak suggests additional resources for clearing the snow on sidewalks and at bus stops.
There is already a program. There was a pilot done a couple years ago to have municipal snow removal on the sidewalks that needs to be expanded. There needs to be more done to make sure that people are able to get to where they need to go safely.
This evening's session begins at 5:30 and will be held in Common Council Chambers on the 13th floor of City Hall. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.